We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Let's talk a little bit about the NFL draft with one of my, and I mentioned this, going into the break, Hugh. If you are a draft fan, if you are a football fan, Waldorf Football is someplace I've been going to for 20 years. I mean, as a bookmark on my site and now on my phone. Charlie Campbell, who is a draft analyst of Waldorf Football, joins us on the waitford.com hotline. Morning to you, Charlie.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
How you doing, Charlie? How you holding up?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm ready to get this thing rolling. You know, the NFL draft feels like Christmas morning, so I can't wait.
Let's talk a little bit about that NFL draft, Charlie. I mean, first off, most anticipated draft maybe ever because of the nature of what we're going through, and it is the big news. It's the only news going on right now, but also because of, to be the most dissected draft, because of that great unknown. How much of this draft do you think is going to change because we have two great unknowns? You're doing a draft virtually for the first time, as Mike Mayock said, it's like back in 1976, and virtually, and so that's a great unknown. And the second great unknown is there are a lot of players out there that a lot of teams have question marks about because they couldn't get kind of the final answers prior to us getting a lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to be interesting to see how this whole situation impacts the draft and where players go and who they land with and all of that. Because, like you said, it's such an unprecedented situation. And I kind of surveyed teams and asking scouts. And, it's extremely weird for them because most of the team scouts aren't with the team. You're going to have the general manager not have the scouting staff with them. And most scouts don't live in the NFL city of the team that employs them. They're all spread out all around the country because they cover different regions. So they live in that region, and then they fly to the team for meetings, draft meetings, other things, and are there for the draft, obviously. So they're all at home. But, in kind of surveying them, they think that overall – this could help the players that are viewed as kind of safer guys without off the field issues, guys without medical issues. The guys with medical issues, this could hurt more than typically because you don't have the opportunity to get them in your own team facility, have your doctors check them out in April, give a thumbs up and say, yeah, we're looking pretty good. And then you don't have the opportunity for them to work with the coaches and have a private workout and have the coaches advocate for taking the player. So this really, hurts the guys with question marks.
We're talking to Charlie Campbell, Waldorf Football draft analyst on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the waitford.com hotline. Charlie, I got a question for you. I know that the NFL was going to do first time ever they were going to have this HBCU draft. Well, this HBCU combine. Where they were going to, work out some of these guys who didn't get invited to the combine. How do you think, with everything being the way it is right now, how is it going to affect those guys and their potential of getting drafted this year?
Well, I think that that those guys will still be in play if teams, have them as draftable. I think this is also going to help some of the guys that were in the XFL as far as after the draft being signed over, undrafted free agents from the college ranks. Because, as you know, Hugh, when you get hit training camp, especially with less of an off-season program, teams like veterans who kind of know how to practice and know the flow of practice. So the XFL guys are going to kind of have a leg up on the undrafted college players in terms of, being signed to some of those final roster spots for the 90 guys. So that's the other impact of this that I think is kind of going under the radar, that the leftovers of the XFL, you'll see more guys get signed after the draft.
Talking with Charlie Campbell, Walter Football, again, walterfootball.com. So let's talk about the Falcons. They're sitting at 16. What do you think the Falcons do? There's rumors about trading up. Do they have designs on a defensive tackle in Javon Kinlaw? Do they have designs on an edge guy like Caleb Von Chason? Or are they going cornerback with C.J. Henderson? What do you see the Falcons doing?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I think they could do all of those, but given what I'm hearing, it sounds mostly like cornerback is the preference among those, that that's the position that they would like. That's what people around the league are saying, and you don't know if misinformation is being let out on purpose, but I would think that makes a ton of sense. After cutting Desmond Trufant, they could really use that number one corner for Raheem Morris's defense. And I know Raheem Morris well, and he is a phenomenal coach. I think he's going to do a great job there in Atlanta as the defensive coordinator. He runs all kinds of multiple things in coverage. So having that one shutdown corner on one side of the field really allows him to be creative with what he does with the other defensive backs and how he employs them, how he uses a double team on other players. So if he has that number one corner that he can put on an island, have the rest of the guys move into zone or play quarters, he'll just do a lot of different things. I saw him do that in 2010 with the Bucs when they won 10 games, and he was the head coach and defensive coordinator, and he had Aqib Talib playing at a really high level at that point. And that defense really lacked talent up front. And that secondary, through the coverage and the variety that Raheem used, they really gave offenses problems and were able to kind of mask some of the issues they had up front. So I think you give Raheem Morris a number one corner, he's going to do some really excellent things there in Atlanta.
That's interesting. We're talking to Charlie Campbell, Walter Football Draft Analyst on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's one of the rumors that's been out there that's been flying around. There are some other ones. You know, this is the time of year where there's a lot of rumors out there that people are speculating about this, that, and the third. But what are some of the ones that might actually be true?
Well, you know, there's always going to be some misinformation that gets out there. But, you know, of the things that I think might actually be true, I could see the Broncos, from what I've heard, they might not trade up from 15, as some have speculated, but they might trade back into the first round because they have a plethora of day two picks. So don't be surprised if Denver is really active. I've also heard that Miami, this one kind of gone under the radar. Everyone talks about them potentially trading up from number five. But I've heard from people with the Dolphins that, you know, when they acquired all those picks, that wasn't really the plan to move up high in the first round, but they might be more active after that. In fact, they might look to move back into the top 10 and packaging their two first-round picks at 18 and 26 because they have a huge hole at offensive tackle. There's a big drop-off after that first four. And their general manager also happens to be really close friends with Kirby Smart, so I've heard they really like Andrew Thomas as well. So they might grab a quarterback and then try and jump back up to get an offensive tackle to protect them.
Charlie, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. As mentioned, I am a huge fan of your site. I've been reading Walter Football for nearly two decades. I think the information there is phenomenal, and appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us this morning. Thanks.
Oh, great talking with you guys, and I always loved watching Hugh play. Man, that was fun, a fun sight. Thanks for having me.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.